June 2007, Section 2, Question 6. With this one, we are looking for what will make the argument perfect, or what would perfect the argument in this case. And it says, an undergraduate degree is necessary for appointment to the executive board. Undergraduate degree required to be on the board. Furthermore, no one with a felony conviction can be appointed to the board. Felony conviction, can't be on it. So if you're on the board, can't have a felony conviction, and you have to have an undergrad degree. Thus, Murray, an accountant with both a bachelor's and a master's degree, cannot be accepted for the position of executive administrator. So Murray, even though meets the criteria for bachelor's degree, cannot be accepted since he has a felony conviction. Now, this might seem like a really good argument, and it's really close because it's saying, oh, okay, well, Murray can't be appointed because he has a felony conviction. And I thought, well, that seems pretty good. And I didn't really see the gap the first time I read it. So if you didn't catch the gap the first time you read it, it's not a big deal. But the one thing that we do have to assume is that the position of executive administrator is part of the executive board. We have to assume that it is part of the executive board in order to make it so that this whole principle of no one with a felony can be on the board applies. So, A, anyone with a master's degree and without a felony conviction is eligible. We don't want to prove that someone is eligible. We want to make it so that Murray is not. Only candidates eligible for appointment to executive board can be accepted for the position of executive administrator. Oh, I didn't think through that, but yeah, that would also make this perfect, because that would say, if you're not eligible to serve on the board, then you can't serve as an executive administrator, and that would cause a problem for Murray in this case. Then, answer choice D, or C, an undergraduate degree is not necessary for acceptance to the position of executive administrator. Well, that doesn't really change Murray's status at all, because that wasn't the problem issue there. And then if Murray did not have a felony conviction, he would be accepted. That's not going to make it so that having it will prevent him. That would be a bad if then. The felony charge on which he was convicted is relevant to the duties. Well, if anything, that's helpful, but it isn't going to make it perfect, because we need to prove that he can't get the job, and by making it linked in terms of requirements to the board, then it also makes it so that Murray cannot serve as executive administrator. So, therefore, answer choice B is going to be our correct one.